to the Inspire Change Summit, presented by Earth is Waking Up. This is your host, Jeremy Anderson. Today we're going to be talking with our seemingly magical guest, Crystal Hughes, about intuition and about awakening to our higher selves. I'm excited about this topic because a few years ago when I looked at opening this summit, this was exactly the topic that I was going to select for the summit. And here's Crystal. Some of this is going to include how to be your higher self in your everyday life and create a vision of your higher purpose with confidence. So a little getting out of the guesswork and getting into knowing that you're choosing what you're meant to choose. Becoming a channel of light and work with light for the expansion, growth, and evolution of your soul. Connecting with the universal higher mind or the superconscious for enhanced creativity and implementation of your purpose work. How to raise your vibration, achieve higher states of consciousness, open your heart, and know yourself in more loving ways. More and more. So Crystal Hughes is a multi-sensory energetic intuitive medium and holistic life coach, known by many as the spiritual trainer to the stars, specializing in self-development, energetic healing, and rapid transformation for celebrities and individuals throughout the world. Most people know Crystal for her lightning-fast and laser-focused intuitive readings. Crystal's work has broadened to include multiple programs and pathways to higher consciousness and energetic transformation. The Academy for the Soul was born through Crystal Hughes as the online school for intuitive arts. Crystal's purpose is to bring and shine light into the world and to operate as a conduit of divine truth, working with people as they identify and develop their gifts and step into their purpose work. The Academy for the Soul helps people discover and develop their intuitive gifts and then share those gifts with the world as an offering. Welcome and thanks so much, Crystal, for being on the show.
My pleasure. Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me here. Great to be here.
Great to have you. So, like I said, this is a topic that's been big in my mind for a long time. What could be better than tuning into our higher selves and getting on path, on our soul purpose, our life work? Can you start, Crystal, by sharing, maybe explaining what our higher self is?
That's a good starting point for sure. because the higher self is actually the soul self. It's part of the universal intelligence and consciousness, but it's your individual part, right? So that part of the consciousness that has your soul signature on it, that's your higher self. And this energy of consciousness is labeled with your name, right? So there's this unique combination of experiences that make up your soul. And that energy truly wants to begin to descend into your body and to animate you, to bring you to life, you see?
Instead of trying to be somebody who we're not and wearing all the masks that the world teaches us to wear.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm totally for revealing the masks, because what we find is there's so much frustration by not being able to access higher self voice, right? Yeah. Being able to maintain that divine connection. There's these glimpses that we have in moments of time where we feel so tuned in and so connected. And then other times where we feel really lost and we can go to very dark places.
Yeah.
These aspects are masks that have us, pretending that they're the higher self, keep us at arm's length from embodying that consciousness, from becoming the fullness of that. So these personas or masks that we wear, begin to take us further away from our true divinity, our true divine self, because they are acting out of a strategy for survival. they're really functioning and trying to control our lives. They have an agenda. They're trying to achieve something and make something happen. So they also are functioning from this desire to protect us. Like, oh my God, we're not going to survive this moment if we don't become what the other person wants us to be. Or, you know, in relationship, right? We think we have to become something other than who we are. And so we take all this time and energy to try to build up an image. And it's a false image.
Yeah.
And it keeps us. It keeps us buffered for sure, you know, and protected. We don't have to be vulnerable in that sense, but we are not allowing ourselves to be in truth. So our true nature is not evident to even ourselves after a certain amount of time. And that blocks the light of consciousness coming in. So we can get very confused. So we want to strive to look at what is the true nature. And by that, Jeremy, I'm talking about the archetypal energies, right? The soul energies. And for each person, again, you have your unique combination of what those archetypal energies are in that cycle that you're going through right now.
Right. So let's see. So what other cycles? What other cycles are there?
Yeah, good question, right? because we really don't know. There's moments in which we are going through what we would call a dormancy cycle. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And in the dormancy cycle, that's when we feel like everything is being lost. We're losing ourselves. We may be literally losing a partner, going through grief, losing our home. You know, this is the dormancy cycle. But in that dormancy cycle, it brings you back inside. The wealth is inside. And so we see, though, everything falling apart around us, right? And we're literally urgently trying to grasp, you know, to get it before it totally goes. It totally slips through. And maybe even I was chatting with someone today that was going through a divorce, and her whole practice, this beautiful, successful practice, was kind of, you know, dismantling. And she really was thinking, oh, my God, you know, I know consciously, right? And this is what we do. We know consciously the spiritual jargon. We know, no, it's all happening for a reason. But the reality is internally, you know, we are seeing all those masks and personas come up.
Yeah.
They're rearing their ugly heads, you know, and they're there trying to keep us in that place where we are so dark, where we don't think we have any hope, you know, and that we forget, we think that things outside of us really are making the difference or making us be successful. And so we have that dormancy cycle, and that's where we're feeling, you know, the deep inner darkness of our truth that wants to be purged, right? All the shadow side. Then we cycle into this experience of growth, okay?
Uh-huh.
And in the growth cycle, what we're doing is we're coming out of dormancy for one, right? We're like, whew, got through that, you know, like dark night of the soul experience.
Yeah.
And we're going into a different dimension of ourselves. We see that we're more powerful than we thought. You know, hey, I made it through that. I slayed the dragon, for God's sake, you know. It's like I'm emerging as the phoenix from the flames. And with that experience of growth, we start to move into more of the energetics of it. And we begin to see, oh my gosh, you know, I can utilize energy. And who am I really? And all of those things don't matter anyway. And what is my truth, right? So we're still seeking, for truth. But it's that growth process, and that's where, you know, some of us begin to say, oh my God, how much more clearing can I do? You know, because we know with growth and transformation, we have to clear. And then we move from that phase or cycle into the cycle of acceptance. So finally we start to calm down and say, okay, wow, I'm getting glimpses. Look at me. Like, I'm actually supporting people and I have these intuitive gifts and they're real. And I'm not just making this stuff up. And now the energy starts coming in and building. And then we move to that place of expansion, where actually we are recognizing that there's a whole world outside of ourselves, that it's our turn now to be the contribution, right? To make that difference and to really be in that place where we start to recognize that, you know, we are building up our confidence the more that we accept. And we are searching for support to reside in the heart. And we begin to recognize, again, that there's talent, there's hidden skills, and we're beyond the blockages, but we still know that we've got the blockages to our intuitive gates, and maybe we want to now expand to include a greater level of awareness, and then we're lifted up. So it's really difficult when we're talking about these cycles, because we can feel as if, you know, we're never going to get there. You know, like we're going there. Where's there? But again, in the ascension, it's about descension. It's about bringing the consciousness inside the body and being able to align with the natural cycle. You see, we're matching the rhythm of our being with the cycles of the universe. And that whole world that we start opening up gives us so much. And for me personally, I was in such a state of darkness and that dormancy cycle for me. I was feeling so low because I went through an experience where I was in a relationship, and the person I was in the relationship with, my husband at that time, got addicted to drugs and became very abusive.
Oh, no.
And with that time, going through soul searching and almost, you know, having that psychic break, I knew that there was that whisper in my being that said, no, you are loyal, but you cannot lose yourself. And so I came out of that and I began, you know, through a series of synchronicities, finding who I was, and other people were telling me, and I was pushing them away and disregarding it, and yet I was having kind of wild experiences with my intuition and opening up and really being able to see people's higher selves. So through that experience of denial, realizing that that was still the remnants of the dormancy cycle, and then coming out of denial, because I couldn't really make excuses for what was happening and being able to see things for people and help them. And that's when I was really in that growth cycle and seeing, and it wasn't until I really started being hard pressed by the divine to wake up to my gifts, wake up to who I could be for others, overcome that fear of being in the spotlight, that I actually started going through the embodiment phase, you know, and accepting and embodying so that I could expand.
Yeah. How long did that process take?
Well, I have to say it's probably about 2.5 years.
That's it.
Because I started studying clinical hypnotherapy, and that was a year-long program, and then going into being a professor there. That was when I was being called forth, right? There's always that moment where you're being called forth by someone outside of you or something outside of you. You have to step into it pretty quickly. Uh-huh. And so for me, I was being called to be a professor at the Behavioral Science Center. And that's when I had to come up against, you know, am I actually willing to do whatever it takes to create based on the intention that I had, my heart's intention was to support people in learning about their inner power, that they didn't have to be, obviously for me, you know, didn't have to be abused, didn't have to be shut down, shut up, closed off from love,
yeah,
neglected, those things. And that's when I couldn't help it. My healer at that time said, you're going to have a shift. And I didn't know what that meant. Like, I was very, you know, naive and ignorant, really, to the whole energetic world. And, you know, that one day when the shift came, it happened at a time where my mental defenses were down. And the higher self, of course, needs that to happen. Like, you have to surrender. My mental defenses were down. And this one person came up and she said, you have a message for me. Like, my guides are telling me that you can look into my third eye and you have a message for me. And I was like, there's no way. I have no idea what you're talking about. But I just did what I knew to do. And I put my hands over her third eye and I saw this dove flying around her head, and it had this olive branch in its mouth. And I heard a loud kind of crackling voice. No kidding. I'm not making this up. Like, a loud voice that came in, and suddenly my sight and my clairaudience was working together. And the voice said that this person was going to create a community project and bringing people to a new level of peace. And so when I pulled my hands away, I still saw that dove. And she said, what did my higher self say? You know, and I was so excited. Oh, my God, that was my gift, you know. And she's like, hey, what did my higher self say? And so she brought me back around, and she said, yes, it's called the Community Healing Project. And that's where I got my start. That's where everything came together. Because, look, we can know that we're talented. We can know that we have a great skill set. And we can even get glimpses of our intuition. But if we don't know how to put all of that together and really get that validated outside of ourselves, to know and to feel the experience and to recognize who we're being called forth to become, we might know, again, the image that we've set up. For me, my image was as a giver. I was an absolute caretaker. You know, I took my mother, my father, my husband, right, and then my boyfriend after my husband, I mean, and my clients, until I got so sensitive and I started realizing, wow, I really need to discover who I am as a powerful being.
Yeah.
And what I found in the spiritual world is that when we use the word power, it might have that negative connotation, right? It's that feeling of someone in authority, right? But the truth is that we have our own intuitive authority, and we have to embrace that.
Wow. So how do we do that?
Yeah. Well, it's important, right? Because we need to begin to align our inner world and know how we flow energy. Do you see? That's the first part. You have to know yourself, your energetic constitution, who you are, because otherwise you're just kind of reacting to life, right? We become reactionary when we are living in the world of personas, the aspects that are trying to make things happen and try to succeed, you know, the one that's the slave driver, just like pushing you, you know, come on, do it better, do it, you know, stay up all night, do whatever you need to do to get this launch out, to get this product done, you know. That's all the masculine patriarchal, you know, paradigm that we're moving out of.
Yeah.
And many times we cheat on our own higher self. We abandon our own higher self. We cheat on our own higher self by spending so much time, literally quality time and energy, with our lower self and with our personas. And so this whole thing about abandoning yourself, you know, in the conversation that I've been having with people, is that they're not letting their higher self voice in. They don't include the divine into their everyday choices.
Yeah.
The mind gets in there, and the mind takes over, and they get on this roll, you know? It's like they just kind of plow through life. And where we have to go is we have to step back and say, oh, my gosh, I've always thought of myself as this physical body. Uh-huh. And then maybe we get to the point where we go, okay, no, I'm not just a physical body. I have chakras, right? Ooh, we've got chakras. So we think, ooh, we're so far along. And then it's like, oh, my gosh, wait a second. There's so much beyond the 7 chakras. Okay, there's 12 chakras. Ooh, right? But the reality is that we're more than that. We're more than the body, the chakras, and the aura, uh-huh. right? We have all of that, and we need to understand the depth of it. But the truth is, beyond that and beyond mindset, we have to go into specifically what is your unique constitution.
Yeah.
How does energy specifically want to flow through you? And so when we look at that and we understand, are we geared more towards the masculine or are we geared more towards the feminine? What's the percentage of that balance? What's that, literally, what is the magic combination of the masculine and feminine energies within us? And how do we flow energy? Are we flowing energy first through our clairvoyant channel or our clairsentient channel or our clairgnostic or our clairaudient? And how do we anchor awareness in our body? What are our energetic habits? And are we blocking because we're in a habit that is not the healthiest for us? And so we're doing our intuition wrong. You know, it's like, one, we have to embrace that. But if you have been trained to use your innate ability, your infinite intelligence, your intuition in the wrong way, because maybe somebody else told you to do it, you know, go down this path. You should be doing it that way. We can't do that. And that's why for me, you know, I have Academy for the Soul, where it's this online school for intuitive arts. It's to bring about art as your artistic nature, right? Your intuitive art is your personal artistic nature. How would you paint that tree? You're going to paint the tree a lot differently than I would paint the tree. And so we start to caretake you in a way that we're guiding and leading you. Who are you as an intuitive and as an artist? First know who you are as the intuitive, then you can be the artist. Then you can really start to co-create with the divine and bring the light through your being. But you've got to know who you are. You need to know your energetic constitution. And you also need to know what cycle you're in, and then you need to know what are the natural archetypes, the vibrational frequencies that are knocking on your door saying, hey, I want to flow through you, and I want you to animate me. So we look at those archetypes, and we see that there's everything from, you know, advocate to healer to, you know, creative being to visionary to intellectual. I mean, we've got the athlete, the spiritualist,
teacher.
The caregiver, the teacher, the queen, executive, you know, the rebel. I mean, all of these, the king, you know, all of these actually are coming through us at different times. But what's the distinction between a persona that is lower level coming from this strategy for survival versus the archetype? And that's what we're looking at, Jeremy. We're looking at what's the shadow side, and then what is a pure vibrational frequency? Because each of the archetype energies, as a soul frequency knocking on your door, each one of them has the shadow side and has the light side. It's got, of course, the lesson that has to be learned, but it has true, you know, goals and expressions, right?
Yeah.
And So we have to dive into this. It's not something like, ooh, I decide to go become a life coach. And now, okay, now I'm supposed to create a Facebook page, and I'm supposed to go over here and create this summit, and I'm supposed to do this. And no, you haven't gotten there if that's where you're starting, right? Yeah.
No, it takes a lot of internal discovery and exploration and processing and clearing and so forth. I want to say real quick to the listeners, if you've got questions, go ahead and press star 2 and we'll get to those at some point. You can also type them in on the website at earthiswakingup.com/crystal. That's C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L. And enter your questions there, and we'll get to those in a little bit. So, Crystal, let's see. What else can we talk about on that? I mean, it sounds like there's so many topics we could go on for a long time.
Well, how about I do a demonstration on you of the intuitive assessment?
Oh, that's scary.
Ooh. Okay. I know. Some hosts are like, what? What? In front of everybody? But, you know, I really think that people would get a good understanding. You know, the intuitive assessment is like a template. It came out of a host literally asking me, how does one intuit? Okay?
Yeah.
So how does one intuit? Because it's so elusive, you know, it's difficult to grasp intuition. But, of course, my wild scientific mind that likes to dive really deep. It's the masculine side of me. Likes to dive deep and literally put order to it, right? So when we put the order to it, we start to look at again how someone flows that energy. And more importantly, we see that there's also, it shows up as these meridians, like intuitive meridians that are coming through. And, you know, some people are wired, literally energetically wired, to be a vertical column, right? They've got this vertical column. They're downloading. They're transmitters. They are visionaries. So they're often misunderstood by the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And then we have the horizontals that flow energy outwardly, right, from their body, horizontally. They interact more with the world. They're interacting with people. You know, they're the ones that actually have the platforms and creating the platforms so that the verticals have a place to share their information and their insights. And every visionary has to have horizontals to work with them to get the vision created. So, but what I see, Jeremy, is that you know, in our world, we are really expected to be all, to do it all. The visionary supposedly is having to be their own horizontal, not only come up with this amazing idea, but have to know how to implement on everything. And that's not true. And what happens is so many verticals, which you could also call, HSPs, highly sensitive people, or empaths. What's happening is they're being told that they have to become something else. They have to become a horizontal.
Right.
They have to learn how to do that themselves. And they get exhausted and overwhelmed and disappointed. And, you know, they don't even, you know, at some point they just throw up their hands like, forget it. I can't do this. And that's the truth. You're not wired that way.
Right.
And so we want to see how is one.
Oops, are you still there? Uh-oh. Hang on, folks. We must have some technical difficulty. Just a sec.
Hello? Hello.
Are you there? There you are.
Yes, hi. Okay. So what I was saying was, for me, primarily as a vertical, I'm bringing energy down all the time. I'm channeling. I mean, I spend maybe 6 to 8 hours a day channeling, but I have to have platforms to share that information. Mm-hmm. So that's where, you know, you're one of the horizontals, right? You're one of my horizontals. You're supporting getting the message out into the world, right?
Yeah.
So do you want me to go through and check to see and do a mini IA on you?
Sure.
Okay, so how I do this, I'm going to connect directly with your higher self, okay? So just tuning in, let's just check to see. So seeing your higher self, what I'm seeing is I'm actually seeing you as a king. So your archetype energy right now is king. So this is the time for you to actually make a presence, okay? And you will have followers. You are going to be bringing more people in. And I also see you as a spiritualist, and your primary point of perception is masculine and feminine, okay? Now, what we have to do is we see that a lot of that feminine energy in you is 40%, so you're 60% masculine and 40% feminine. So you're in the transitionary period right now where your feminine power is wanting to be that little, you know, beautiful secret little magical voice to tell King, this is what we need to focus on. These are the changes we need to make. This is what we need to implement. So you're going to need to open up to that voice, all right? So spend less time researching and more time opening up to that voice, okay? Because you're going to bring in more of that original information and ideas through doing it that way. When you let your masculine take over, you try to dive into other people's teachings, and it's not as much original information, okay? So that's wanting to come in. I'm also seeing maybe a book in the future, okay, that you're going to be writing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when looking at your preferred sensory system, how you flow the energy through, you're primarily clairgnostic. So you have a deep connection and a knowing, right? And you also stand for truth and justice. You can't stand for people to be, you know, suppressed and pushed down. You first flow the energy through your clairgnostic, then your clairaudience. So you know and then you hear, okay? Now, when we look at your energy flow is vertical and horizontal, but your horizontal's highlighted now. And what's going to happen is the horizontal is going to be highlighted and brought out for a time, and then you're going to shift that, okay? Mm-hmm. So when is your next birthday?
It's October 13th.
Okay, so it's coming up. And how old are you going to be on that birthday?
27.
Okay, so you're coming up on a seven-year.
I'll be 43.
I was totally buying into that.
Most people do.
I was like, wow, you're evolved for 27. Who am I to say? Okay, so 43. So with that, we're looking at the three-year, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the three-year is the expression of you, your higher self, and the divine coming together. Right now you're in a two-year, and that's about you learning to become an embodied higher self. So how funny, you were attracted to awaken to your higher self, right? So, but what's going to happen is at the five-year, you're going to flip, and you're going to become more vertical for a time, and then you'll come back out, okay?
Mm.
So part of your special gift are actually more of the wizard energy. So you call on the forces of nature and bring them through. Also, you can connect with the crystalline energy as well, the crystals in the planet, and you're more of connected interdimensionally as well.
Awesome. I just did a meditation recently going into Telos, into the crystal caverns there. And
Yay!
Wow. Well, this is great. This all seems so spot on. And it didn't seem to take you any time to go there. That was pretty awesome.
I've been doing it for 16 years, so
wow.
Now. I'm kind of honing the skills. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. So would this be a good time to take some callers? And?
Yes, please.
All right.
Always looking forward to that.
All right. First one, we've got a Karen Sue from New York City.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Oops. Where'd she go? Okay, Karen Sue, you're on from New York City?
Hello.
Hello? Karen Sue?
Uh-oh. Maybe we should stick to the Q&A box. The technical things that are going on right now are kind of wild.
Well, let's try a couple more of the callers. Let's see. We've got a cell phone caller from Somerton, Arizona. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Okay.
Hi.
You
got one.
You got me? Wow.
Who is this?
This is Alice. I live in Arizona. Well, Kingman, I don't know why
Hi.
It said Somerton, but I'm so excited.
That's okay. Yeah. Do you have a specific question, or would you like a mini intuitive assessment today?
An assessment. I'm really trying to. I'm probably too hard to connect with my higher self, and I just need
okay.
to find out what. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let's just check to see. So I'm just going to tune in with your higher self now. So she is revealing herself as a beautiful kind of purple energy coming all the way down to the top of your power center, your third chakra. And what she stands to do is she stands to connect. She is a connector, okay? So interesting, right, that you're having it, you're like trying too hard to connect. You connect through your higher self by actually connecting with others, okay? So when we look at that, you have to be in action with your expression of your higher self in service. Right? Because what we see for you is that there's archetypes of advocate and caregiver. When you're in action, that's when you feel the light of higher self-consciousness come into your body. In looking at your primary point of perception, your masculine and feminine, your masculine is functioning at about 45% to 50%, and then your feminine is making up that difference, right? So 50% to 55%. So we see that with your masculine, what he's doing is he's actually not fully trusting your feminine. So mm-hmm. there's moments in time where you question yourself and you get too heady, right?
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So
Absolutely.
We've got to focus on your masculine. We've got to shift him and literally do a healing on your own masculine, all right? Now, looking at your preferred sensory system, you're clairaudient and clairsentient. So you actually hear and feel things. You sense things. You sense things when they're off, right? And so you would
right.
do well to actually ask more of what is the specific meaning to what I'm feeling, okay? Because that engages your clairaudience. What I see is a blockage in the third eye. Your clairvoyance hasn't quite opened yet. And that blockage is coming from a past life experience. Looks like 7 past lives ago, okay? So just make sure you write that down. And you can go back along your timeline and check to see. Now, energy flow for you and looking at your energy flow, you're also vertical, okay? So the vertical column is coming down around the waist. Right? And then what's happening is I see a big question mark. It's like, what am I supposed to be doing at this time in my life? What's the actual mm-hmm. expression? Okay? So we've got to work on bringing those answers to you and making sure, because with the advocate and with the caregiver, you actually are connecting deeper with Archangel Raphael and Archangel Zadkiel. So you're supposed to bring about a level of healing through connection, connecting people to their higher selves, connecting people to the divine, connecting people to their heart. You're all about connection. Okay? Great. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's,
you're
it
welcome.
Really answers a lot of things. And I felt, as soon as you said that purple energy settled right into my my third chakra, and that's what I've been working on, is trying to clear the blocks and everything. Is there any way, anything that you would suggest?
First, work on your masculine. Do a healing on your masculine.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay?
And that's where, and then you've got to work on the personas. Which persona specifically represent the blockages, right? Because those are what you have to go after. Because when you work on a persona, right, you're working on behavioral patterning that is like a bunch of grapes, you know? It's all these thought forms that are coming together in a bunch, in a bundle. And when you clear the persona, you're clearing a mountain of energy, right? So we want you to first work on the masculine persona, and then we can go into the other personas and see how they're interrupting your divine connection.
I've felt the my masculine was very, I didn't think, I've been working on bringing him up more and, you know, relying. I get, I guess it's criticism from maybe outside instead. I thought it was always my masculine was criticizing my feminine side, but it could be
he doesn't
the
trust her, so he may be
right.
He may be criticizing because he doesn't trust.
Okay.
Thanks for your question.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Next one. We've got Randy from Selden, New York.
Hello.
Hi.
This is, there's no way to put into words how wonderful or brilliant or infinitely valuable beyond equation I feel that this opportunity is to share this moment, so thank you. And I've taken some of Crystal's advanced courses, and I highly recommend, you know, what you've helped me do is realize a soul integration and have a sense of self moving into my body, which is like the best thing I've ever experienced yet. So, as much as you know, having experiences, I had an experience last week where I felt kundalini, but not with friction or partner. It was like it came in and expanded my sushumna. It was like a cosmic kind of connection that had some of the same feeling tones. Maybe it was something a little other.
Let me share what's coming through, because I already started feeling the energy. What's happening is the archetype of the creative being, it's like this creator, but it's creative through performance, creative through storyteller, you see? It's exploring the depths of your imagination through new forms of creativity, all right? And overcoming the fear of being unoriginal. You see, so you're allowing yourself to develop the artistic gift and to bring that creativity to the point of development. And the energy that's coming through and opening up now is focusing in on the bridge between your power center and your sacral chakra. So your heart is already alive and open and aware. And your root chakra is already settled down enough to start to activate these energies, these archetypical energies. So you're bringing to life. So what you've got to do is you want to really, when that's going on, when that's occurring, do a visualization of the lotus and imagine the lotus opening up and imagine in that moment, channeling creative, pure creative life force energy through the grid. And what that's going to do is it's going to allow that density between your sacral and your power center to dissolve. And then you'll actually feel more of the light as influential. Okay. So you'll be able, your voice will be heard, and through that, the transmission, it will be influential. It will start to unlock people's hearts, okay, through your creation. All right?
Divine love and infinite gratitude. And
thank
as much
you.
As I have to say that,
thank you.
Honor everyone else's possibility.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Randy. All right, we've got our next caller on a cell phone from Chicago.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
New day. How are you?
New day. Hi.
Well, Crystal, this is Felicia. You've done my intuitive assessment. And so I guess at this point, I guess I would like to know what my higher self wants me to know. And if the audit is the auditory opening, because I know that was, it wasn't coming through initially, but is that starting to open now?
Okay. So there's a couple of things that are needing to occur. And I'm just going to go because your higher self is just talking to me right away. Part of what's happening is that you are visionary without your horizontals. You're highly horizontal as well, but what we're seeing is that the visionary is not allowing the horizontals to come in. It's almost this feeling of having to do it all yourself, you see, and that weighs you down, okay? And so there's no problem with ideas and being courageous, because that's the defining grace, right? We see that in these in these ideas of the archetypes and what they bring. But you even really truly identify with your visions and understand the potential, but you're not allowing the horizontals to come in to support you. You're trying to be horizontal for others without them being horizontally supportive for you. So where you're going is, hey, what about me? Who's going to help me get that out there, get the message out there? Okay? So that's what you've got to work on. Get on the golden grid. Start to activate it. Call in the horizontals that are going to support you. And then also with your clairaudience, what I'm seeing is the percentage now that you've opened that is functioning at about 75 to 80%. And what I'm seeing there is, again, when you kind of get that feeling of like I got to buckle down, you're not listening to higher self. That's not higher self voice. Okay. You want to actually be more flowing, but you've got to have other people create the conduit and, excuse me, the context for you and the platform for you. All right.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
And yes, thank you. And I'm just so grateful to have the male energy on the show. It just feels so good. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
It does. Yeah.
We appreciate it.
So wonderful. Thank you. All right. Peace and love, everybody.
Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We've got our next caller from on a cell phone from Long Branch, New Jersey.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sarita.
Hi there.
Hi, thank you for, so much for picking up, taking my call. I have been Crystal student, have taken many workshops, and I've learned a lot. Right now, I just need to know what is my basically intuitive, mini intuitive assessment to have a path, a direction to move towards. I feel I'm very intuitive, but I got stuck in the mental work in the situation with the relationship especially. So I am now find that I'm coming back to who I want to be, who I am.
Absolutely. You're right now, you're working with Queen Executive Archetype. So when we look at that, you've got to recognize that you can't slip into someone else's kingdom. and just be, you know, an average person in their kingdom. Even if it's your husband or your family, you can't slip in there, right? You mm-hmm. are meant to actually take charge of your own queendom. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
when we look at this, what we see is we actually see more of the intuitive healer. We see that you are going to use the mind because it's brilliant, but bring that around and start to engage with people. You've got to be, because you're a reader, you've got to be placing yourself in a situation where people can come to you and ask you the questions, and you're going to give them the truth that they've been seeking, okay?
Mm-hmm,
so what we're
mm-hmm.
looking at here is more than just coach. We're looking at taking the necessary steps to embody masculine and feminine so they're balanced, and
mm-hmm.
knowing self to be able to have the confidence now to set up the context for relating with the people. You see? So
mm-hmm,
you're
mm-hmm.
going to have your own practice, but it's going to be more like, using the intellect in a way that gives these beautiful little wisdom nuggets to them. You're feeding
mm-hmm.
them wisdom, and then they can make the shifts and changes. So Academy for the Soul, going down that path, will really start to investigate and consider, because your being wants to be held and loved and nurtured to become the embodiment of masculine and feminine, okay?
Oh, my, yes. I'm have goosebumps right now. And, in fact, what you just told me about coaching, I
mm-hmm.
wanted the direction, and I just enrolled in getting a certificate just so that I may find some direction to be a life coach.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to help people, and it is very intuitive, but I really have, what's done is done, but I got caught up into, like you said, being a mediocre in other people's
mm-hmm.
kingdom.
Mm-hmm. But be careful, because I'm
mm-hmm.
going to warn you against this. If it's a coaching
mm-hmm.
program that is more masculine-oriented,
mm-hmm.
then it's not for you. You have to have something to balance your masculinity. The whole point is we've got to get you out of masculine.
Right.
And yet we have to have you understand how to use it. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
Not right now, but maybe you can email me and I can scan for you.
Right.
Okay?
Because uh-huh.
it's
uh-huh.
very tricky. It's just really tricky. There's so many of you out there, intuitive,
mm-hmm.
highly sensitive, empath, and you get yourself into even what's called, like I said, an intuitive coaching program, but it's actually still masculine-based.
Mm-hmm.
So they're driving you, and you think that that's holding you accountable, but the truth is that your being cringes, restricts. Believe me, I've had enough people come back to me and go, oh, my God, you know, it was like being abused, being
mm-hmm.
in those programs. So you want to be very cautious and, and not to say that, there's not some out there that are really, like, people that really have it, that get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know
mm-hmm.
of a couple of those that I would believe in, and I could direct you there if you didn't want to go down Academy for the Soul path, okay?
So.
Yeah.
So your recommendation is that I go through the Academy of the Soul Path?
That's what I'm seeing, only based on your masculine and feminine. Of course, I don't want to get into much of that now.
Okay.
But that's
okay.
what Higher Self said. Just consider that, okay?
Okay. So right now I have more masculinity than feminine.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yes, I can see
mm-hmm.
that. Oh, my God. Okay, well... Thank you, Crystal, for
You're welcome.
Helping me from every step. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
I'm so glad I
Absolutely.
Got through to you. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got one more caller, Gina from Irving.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi there.
Hi there.
I'm really not sure what stage of the game I am at the moment. And I'm someone that gently got into sort of energy work, not doing, but just sort of exploring. And I definitely feel that there is something out there.
But I'm in
a very mainstream life, so I keep doing this for myself. And I've told my husband, my kids, but everyone still looks at me a little sideways. So I'm really not sure what my purpose is.
Okay. Well, right now you're in what we're calling phase four, okay? So you've gone from phase three to phase four. And in phase four, that's where you're introduced to the energy, right? You're in that. What your higher self is telling me, though, is that we have to get you out of dabbling and actually into doing, you see? Because the spiritualist is part of the archetype makeup for you. So that's mystic healer seeker. But it's going beyond discovering the meaning of life. It's actually embodying that. You're wanting to now balance the emotional body, the mental body, the physical body. So you're diving deep into that. And what I see for you is I see part of what's going to happen is that you're going to be able to flow energy through your body. Okay, so if people are thinking, what are you getting into now? Just think. You're actually going to flow energy through your body, like literally healing energy, okay? So I see that you have the caregiver as part of the archetype that goes with the spiritualist. When those two are matched up together, this means that it brings about more of the nurturer, right? The nurturing people through hardship. Being compassionate for them, right? And so you're able to support people when they go through some kind of, you know, issue with their family, or they feel lost, or they feel lonely, or they actually have lost someone. You can bring their energy up, and you can actually support the nurturing through healing modalities. Okay, so that's where you're at. You are caregiver, spiritualist, but bringing in healer, teacher qualities. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Wonderful.
And I mean, I can actually feel sometimes when I'm laying in bed trying to meditate, I feel kind of a twisting as if the energy is moving through me, trying, I don't know whether it's correcting me or balancing me.
Yeah. It's trying to balance you. It wants you to identify with it, you know. It wants you to realize, well, we have to work with you in looking at this, is that we need to up-level your lower-level feminine. We've got to introduce you to the power of your feminine, you see, because she's much more powerful than you know right now. Because you're looking through the eyes and you're being cautious, right? There's a difference when you shift into, okay, I'm not going to dabble, I'm going to do. It's just a decision. And when you say, you know what, Crystal, that's it. I'm going for it. What do I need to do? That's where you can now be rest assured that higher self's going to bring you the information. But we have to have you going within. So, you know, in awaken to your higher self, we're going to balance your being with the three soul centers. These are the reservoirs of vital life force energy that you hold your healing power in those. When they're out of alignment or out of balance, you're not channeling it through your body and it doesn't feel like a river flowing through you. It feels like a stream. But you're supposed to. Your constitution is supposed to have a river of energy flowing through you. And when your higher self really comes in, then you're going to wake up to that and you're going to feel it and you're going to be able to say, yes, okay, this is who I am. I'm on purpose here. No one's going to hold me back. It won't even matter who's saying what. You know, you're going to feel a force of energy at your back, and it's the divine with its hand on your back holding you up. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank
you. You're welcome.
Thanks, Gina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got a list of questions coming in as well. Whew, you're getting through these pretty well. Okay, here's someone, Lila from New York, says, "Hi, Jeremy and Crystal. I would really appreciate a reading from Crystal. What are my gifts, and how can I have a closer connection with my higher self? Thank you, and many blessings to you both."
What was her name?
Lila.
Okay, Lila. Okay, got it. So just connecting and looking at spiritual gifts and connecting in. All right. So higher self is showing up as a flickering, kind of flickering light, flame color, right? And so seeing that come all the way down, it's already down into the sacral chakra. So what we see is the angelic communication for you is with the messenger angels. You're supposed to be sharing information, getting information out there. You work at a level of consciousness in which the energy and information can come through you, and then you're offering up insight. The insight activates the heart, okay? So when you share the insight that you're getting with someone, it activates their heart, which dissolves patterns instantly in their being, okay? So that's what main part of your purpose work is. Now, let's see if there's any blockages that are in the way of that. So blockage in the way of that is that throat chakra. There's doubt in the throat chakra. And let's see when that came. Where did that come from? So it's before birth. Genealogical, father's side. Four generations back on father's side. That's where the blockage is, doubt in the throat chakra. Are you mesmerized, Jeremy?
Yeah, I just want to make
sure
you're done with that one, ready for the next
one. I'm
done.
Okay. I'm done.
All right. We've got a Rochelle from Cairns, Australia. She says, "Hello, Crystal.
Okay.
Could you let me know how my intuition is related to my purpose work? Thank you so much, Rochelle."
Okay. Thanks for doing that in Australian accent.
My pleasure.
Okay. So, hey, mate. anyway, okay, let me tune in. All right, so just connecting in. Okay. So what higher self is, okay, yeah, this may or may not be an answer to your question, but higher self is talking to me. And what I have to share is that the archetype of alchemist is first and foremost in your chart, okay? So working with fire and allowing the energy of the alchemist to take you over, because it truly is full-on transmutation for you. Now, the energy eventually is going to respond to you so quickly. Think of as the alchemist. In your mind, it's almost like you're commanding the energies to go from a lower vibration to a higher vibrational frequency. And you're holding space. You're working with Archangel Michael to hold that space, and the transmutation begins to occur, okay? So you don't have to do so much. It's more about how are you holding space and observing and recognizing the potential of that person, holding tight to the potential and causing the energies as vibrational frequencies to raise up to a higher level. So they're congruent with that person. Instant healing occurs. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
We've got Carla from Brussels. I'm not as clear on this accent, but she says,
"Okay.
Hi, Crystal. I love to hear from you. And if there's anything in me causing me not to accept the messages of my higher self, and how can I be the best of friends at all time with my higher self? Thank you, thank you,
mm-hmm.
thank you."
Mm-hmm. One of the things is coming in below the belly button. So, you know, we have a reservoir there. And what I'm seeing is as one of the three centers, that reservoir has to be continuously filled up. How you connect with higher self is through the connection with the earth. So when you connect with Mother Earth and realize that she's always wanting to, you know, pump energy into your body and being and support you, that's when you're going to feel the connection, okay? So again, looking at that and going through, you're going to hear me talk about awaken to your higher self. It scans high for you to do that only because we have to teach you about holding energy in the reservoir of your being. That's when you absolutely know the truth and the power that you hold. You come to life, do you see? You're not tired or overwhelmed or any of that. You actually are embracing life. And again, as I say, you know, being animated and moving, let the higher self light move you into action. Okay?
We've got Annie from Colorado. She says, hi, Crystal. Please check in with my higher self and share my timing and direction of my new company this summer. Thank you.
Okay. So the energy that's flowing through you right now, when I put you on the grid and see, of course, I can't get actual timing, but I can see how close the energy is to you and the condition of your business, right? And so looking at that, what we're seeing is the energy is about halfway there, okay? So my suggestion is with anything that you're launching, imagine getting on the golden grid. The golden grid is the structure of the universe. You're going to put that business in an orb, okay? Just imagine it in an orb and start to call forth the vibrational frequencies and energies and infuse that because it's about halfway there. But what I can see is that it wants more energetically, okay? So if I was looking at it, like, again, like a little baby bird, you know, it's like, feed me, feed me. And it wants to be fed. And so what we're seeing is we've got to clear this one blockage in the back sacral chakra, and that's a lack consciousness. Still has to be cleared. Let me see when that came from. So it's after birth, 7 years old, okay? So some kind of lack consciousness.
Ready for next one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We got I think it's a Marcy from Germany. She says,
okay.
Dear Crystal, it is very late here in Germany, but I can't miss your call. I loved every one of your program. Could you please read what went wrong to misalign myself? What is in my way? How can I recover the joy, abundance, my children? It is, is my actual friend, my soulmate, or the reason of my self-abandon? Thank you very much. Lots of love.
Okay. Yeah. So, again, remember, we're talking about abandoning, right? So this is what higher self is talking about is that you feel as if there's two parts of you, right? There's the part of you that you think is you, and there's the part of you that you feel like you have to be because whatever, right? Mother, girlfriend, lover, you know, the labels. So higher self is showing me a split. And, you know, we call this a double bind, but you're split in that there's a part of you that you're allowing to pull you away from the truth of you. Okay? And it's pulling and it's tugging. And you're saying, oh, okay, since I'm being pulled and tugged, let me just go over there. And what we see is this the shadow side of the caretaker. You're not letting yourself recognize what self needs. And then this other side of you that is this, you know, I'll just use that same term that we used earlier, the image, right? The image that you think is self is not really self. You've got to expose that, what do you call it, Jeremy, when someone is saying they are someone but they're not? You know, like imposter.
Oh,
imposter.
Right, okay.
That's the word I was looking for. So that's an imposter. So here you are split between this, the labeled one, and the one you think is you, but that's an imposter. Both of those have to be transmuted. Both of them need to be cleared, okay? So what you want to do is you need to work on the integrations of the aspects, right, those personas, So again, if you decide, if you sign up for Awaken, we're going to be going through and actually taking on some of these personas. Some of them, Jeremy, have started way early in life, but we're going to expose the shadow side of some of these personas that we've taken on, and we're going to shift them. You see? And then what we're going to do is as we go into understanding more about our intuition, there's actual key practices and techniques, for lack of a better word, right? But how to actually clear the mind chatter, how to identify, become witness observer to the point that I teach you the distinction and I teach you symbology and how to interpret that. And to have you set specific structures in context with your higher self so that you can interpret the meaning as it comes through. Okay? Yeah. So this is what I'm seeing. We don't want to believe a false self, you know? It's like that imposter. That's why some of you feel like, gosh, I'm just, you know, I'm making stuff up. When, you know, maybe it is your higher self, but this imposter is having you feel like you're manufacturing something, right? Like you have to show up and you have to somehow be something other than you are, you know? You don't. You know, being intuitive is just so natural. You know, it's like you don't have to follow along that, ooh, I'm a psychic, you know, I wear a turban and I've got a crystal ball, you know. It's so innate within your being. And, but we've got to teach very specific exercises for you to learn how to take charge and take command over your energy, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we've got too many questions to keep going through them all, so I think you're right on. Let's talk a little more about the package.
Yeah.
And listeners, again, if you want to check out the package, please go to earthiswakingup.com/crystal. That's C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L. And if you go down and click on the special offer button, that'll take you to the page with Crystal's special offer on how to awaken your higher self. Or awaken to your higher self, discovering your unique special gifts, open your intuition, build self-confidence, and realize your purpose. So, Crystal, it sounds like some of the major, major points of this package are learning how to tune into and listen to our intuitive side.
First, we have to understand what cycle we're in, right? So we move the density out, and then we go into really starting to see what are the major personas, what cycle are we in, what phase are we in? Because if we don't recognize that, then what we're going to do is we're going to get down on ourselves. We're going to get literally depressed about, you know, clearing work, about spirituality. So we have to see that part of you that is below the shadows and bring that part out, you know, bring the divine true nature out into the light. And then I share a very intimate exercise and process of going deep into the heart, because people aren't actually knowing where to go to connect with their higher self. I know that sounds silly, but how many of us, you know, close our eyes when we're meditating, put our inner eyes on our third eye and think that we're going to, you know, sound the vibration ohm and we're going to connect with our higher self, right? So we have to expose these things. You know, you're not going to be channeling some, you know, higher dimensional being through your body and get closer to your higher self. That's not true, being true to you, okay? Anyone can channel, and anyone can channel beings from, you know, other planets or star systems. But what does that do for you and your family and other people on this planet?
Yeah.
How are you actualizing your gifts to make a difference, okay? So put that other stuff to the side for now. And let's really go deep into understanding where do you need to reside in your own being and within your heart space in order to open the true portal where everything resides. Because we're shifting around in the cycles. And you can imagine that we're always traversing these different realms within our own being because the archetypes come in at different times, right? So in your love life, you may be doing excellent, but in your career, you may be faltering, flailing around, you know? So we want to have you in that place of power at such a deep core level. And once you get that foundation down, that can't be rattled. So you're moving into the heart power. You're learning how to be aligned with the truth of you. And so I teach you how to do that. And then we actually get into a live energy lab where I'm on the phone with you. I'm taking you through the process, but I'm also seeing how well you did. Did you do 80% with that process, or did you nail it at 100%? And then we're tweaking your energy, and I'm guiding you and saying, hey, you know, there's still a little bit of a blockage here. That's why it was only 80%, okay? So let's shift that, you see? So it's very intimate. Yeah. And, you know, I think that at whatever level you're at with your spirituality, this is going to serve you, because if you think that you already know, we're going to take you down deeper into a level of understanding, cycling again around the spiral, you see, to go up to the top of the mountain. So that's what we're really after. And when we look at who this is for, you know, this is really for people who are tired of living from the pain and from their own limitations, I should say, even the limiting beliefs they have about intuition. They want to escape from that. They want to be free. They want to bring light into the world, okay? Those are really ready to finally connect and take their power over the lower selves, these personas, and to get out of struggle. And it makes sense that we are yearning. They're so yearning to feel what it's like. But there's a point where you're going to click in to your heart space. Mm-hmm. And you, I know, want to deeply know who you are at that depth. Okay? So this isn't something that is just a kind of fluffy program. This is something that has been brought down so we can really anchor you in your heart and in the truth of who you are, and you'll be working intimately with me. You'll be able to, we're going to have 3 live empowerment sessions. So on those empowerment sessions, we're going to go through actual exercises and processes. I'll be answering your questions on 3 separate calls where we'll do Q&A, just like you heard, similar to the, you know, when Jeremy, when you were reading from the cue box.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you through that. And then, of course, you'll have videos and PDFs to go along with that. So you'll have me, like, right there inside your home with you. And then we're including the Energy Management Mastery Program, which is what I was talking to you about, specifically opening the channel, the intuitive gifts, okay, to flow life energy through your being, but to know how to do that. Those are the exercises. And there's a lot of information that you'll be able to have, because I've done this program, you'll be able to hear those, and they're short exercises. They don't take a long time. So it's really cool to kind of jump on those calls and learn and practice. But we'll have 3 live energy labs where, again, I'll be right there with you. So we want to get to the truth of who you are, but we also want to know what your path is, because we've got to get you to the place, and this is really what I call the illuminated path, going through and possibly even into the academy, you know, clearing what's in the way. But who are you for the universe?
Hmm.
And how does the universe really want to specifically create through you? Okay? So this is about a path and discovering and embodying the mystery that is you in the higher realms and anchoring it in this realm.
Wow, that's amazing. So it looks like there's also a piece on emotional security.
Yeah, there's a lot here, but what I want you to know is these are foundational courses that are within this. They're not long, but I need to have you come to the course having looked through and understanding how to have boundaries, you know, how to be present with your energy, how to do basic, you know, clearings and all of that. We want you to have that information, understand your emotionality, and coming in, and then you'll be absolutely served by this course. I can guarantee that you'll be served by this course.
Yeah, I just until a few years ago, I don't remember ever hearing about boundaries and having any idea what they were. And it looks like we've got another whole piece on understanding your emotions. So much here. The live small group intuitive assessment. Looks like.
Yes. Oh, I forgot. Oh my gosh. No, don't let me forget. The first, let's scan. Okay, the first 9 people that buy this Awaken to Your Higher Self, you're going to get the free upgrade to a small group intuitive assessment. In other words, I mean, you just heard me do like 3, maybe 4 parts of it. You know, we go deep for 30 minutes. And so in the small group, you're a part of 3 people. Okay, so it's very intimate. But you not only get to hear me work with them, you get your own in-depth 30-minute intuitive assessment. It's all recorded, so you're going to have that on audio, and you really start to see what higher self has as messages for you that take you really deep. I've had people have multiple, like, healing experiences, like physical ailments. I don't want to claim this to be, you know, everybody,
right.
But your physical ailments have even been shifted because of the truth. When we know our purpose, everything in us lights up, you see?
Yeah.
So a live small group intuitive assessment, that's, if you buy that package, what you're getting is everything that's here, okay? And you'll be on a call with me with 2 other people, okay? So I suggest doing that. That, you know, ranges over $200 when I do that individually. So what we're seeing is that you can, you know, pay a little bit more and get the package included. And now you're going to have that small group intuitive assessment, and you'll be able to have everything included with the live calls with me. Okay?
That's amazing. Thank you so much for offering that. That's, wow. Hearing the power of this while we're on the call is just awesome. And then to be able to just get that thrown in for free. amazing. Wow. You are awesome. I love that you have stepped into your gift and are sharing it with the world. Thank you so much, Crystal, for being on the show. Thank you so much for taking these questions from the callers and people that have entered their questions in on the website. Again, to the listeners, if you go to earthiswakingup.com/crystal, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L, and click on the special offer button, it'll take you to the page that shows this offer for Awaken to Your Higher Self. This is an amazing package put together to help us all step into our higher selves. Any last words, any final things, one thing you might want the listeners to step away with, Crystal?
Well, for me, it's always accessing the heart. And remember, you are this absolute multidimensional, you know, divine, intelligent being.
Yeah.
You're not this human body. You're not the limited mind. you are absolutely a creator, and just feeling into the heart and allowing each and every day to connect in with your heart, to be grounded and to shine that light. Feel your own light and don't be afraid to shine that light, okay? Your radiance, your spark of light is absolutely needed and it's wanted.
Yeah.
So whether you're doing that in, you know, in your home, on the grid, or if you're out there, it has that same value to it. You can always be an offering. You know, I hope that you take this Awaken to Your Higher Self course and that you work with me so that I can really get you to that place where it locks in, where it clicks in for you, and that we can discover what your purpose is. But the truth is that you're already such a beautiful divine being. You don't have to wait to be the offering. You can do that now. Send out the love from your heart right now. Send out compassion from your heart right now.
Yeah, that's beautiful words. I feel the same way. The world is not waiting for somebody else to change. It's waiting for us to change. And the more we change ourselves, the more we change the world. Yeah, love it. Again, thanks so much, Crystal. Beautiful,
yes.
Beautiful light in this world that you are.
Thank you from my heart. Thank you, everyone, for having me. Sending love through my heart to yours.
Thank you to all the listeners. Take care and check out this package if you feel that it might help you be a gift to the world and help shine your light in the world. Thanks and take care. Much love.
Bye, everyone.